So there's a keenness from Nadine Zahawi to work with you, but he seems to be saying we've got to get GPs up to a completely optimised level before they turn to pharmacies. Is that wise, do you think?
Well, I mean, first of all, really pleased to hear the Minister saying that there is a role for pharmacies in administering the COVID vaccinations, and that's really encouraging. I suppose we look at it and think, well, like everyone else, the government has set really ambitious targets, which is fantastic. And the NHS clearly have got to deliver on that. And pharmacies have got a really strong track record in vaccinations. You know, we've delivered millions of flu vaccinations every year. Despite being incredibly busy on other things like dispensing and health advice. So it just seems odd to us that we're not using that network of 11,400 pharmacies to maximise the opportunities for getting everyone vaccinated.
So in your view, actually, because we're trying to throw everything at this, why not, in parallel with GPs coming up increasingly to speed, we go to pharmacies as well?
Yes, I think so. I mean, we would all agree that the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine had some really complex handling issues connected with it, which wouldn't play to pharmacy strength, clearly. But the Oxford AZ vaccine, which came out on the 30th of December, is really, in terms of handling, not dissimilar to the flu vaccine, and one that does play to pharmacy strengths, and therefore, well, you know, we know that it's we knew that it was getting approval. We didn't know when precisely, but why not plan ahead and get pharmacies G'd up, ready to get involved?
And actually, pharmacies, could you be, if they said yes today, how soon could a pharmacy be dispensing a vaccine?
Well, immediately. I mean, they're dispensing flu vaccinations as we speak around the country. So, yes, I'm sure there would be a bit of an education program in terms of it is slightly different in terms of the administration of the vaccine itself. But actually, this is well within the clinical capabilities of a pharmacist. So the prep time and the training time would be pretty low. They work in a COVID secure environment. They make the records that the minister was referring to, of course, on flu. To ensure that GPs and medical records are kept up to date. So it's all there. It's all in place. And I think that they could be mobilised very swiftly.
You guys are businesses, pharmacies are businesses, obviously. Would you need to make money on this?
Well, I think what we'd say is we wouldn't want to make a loss. We're already subsidising the government in terms of a lot of the COVID costs that businesses up and down the country have had to bear. We're still, I don't really want to talk about that now, but we're still in negotiation with the government about trying to get those costs back. So clearly, to spend even more money effectively subsidising the NHS and the government wouldn't be something that pharmacies would be willing to countenance. But this is a national crisis. And what we're saying is, look, let's sort all that out later. That's what we've done throughout the last year. Let's do the right thing for patients. Let's do the right thing for the country. Let's get involved and we'll sort out the details later.
Just finally, there was a story that emerged soon after the vaccine was being administered of occasional allergic reactions. Is the idea that vaccines go out, first of all, in hospitals, then in GP surgeries, and is it safe to then do it in pharmacies as well?
Well, I go back to the point that flu vaccinations, of course, take place in pharmacies, and allergic reactions are not, you know, not common, but clearly not unheard of in that situation as well. Pharmacists are trained in what to do in cases of anaphylaxis, and I think that this is no different.
Simon Juice, good to speak to you, Chief Executive of the Pharmaceutical Services Negotiating Committee, and arguing he doesn't want to lose money on it, but if they're ready to go, they're willing to go, they only have to get it done at cost. It does seem unusual that this Conservative government, which presumably likes a bit of private enterprise, doesn't want to make use of pharmacies. We'll see if that position changes. Nadine Zahawi was beginning to be warm to it, so maybe that decision is on its way.
Right, let's talk a little bit more about the vaccine programme.